This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, buddy. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the Surprise Stadium press box, where up on the beer count wall, we have a tally of six cold beers. These are the 25-ouncers, too. We're having grande days here in the G-Bag Nation spring training, and baseball is very much in the air. Even though the Rangers aren't playing, it's great to soak in the vibes. Royals and A's entertaining us to a matinee. Rangers are cross town. Their offense has gone silent, but after putting up 9 runs in the first inning, they lead 9-0 against the White Sox. And John Gray was unhittable, by the way, in his 2 innings of work, Chief.
Love to hear that. Love to see Jock Peterson getting going with the oppo, dong,
three run.
That's really, really awesome. And it reminded me, and I know it's just spring training and you take everything with a grain of salt, but I'll never forget the feeling of watching the World Series champion Rangers all year long, where you're just on the edge of your seat waiting for the eruption.
Yes.
And it could happen at any moment, and that was something that obviously went away last year. They've reinvested in the lineup, and hopefully the pop is back, and then it becomes contagious for everybody, and then all of a sudden, boom, you play drive. They had a 9-run first inning. Are you freaking kidding me? That's exactly like... That's the type of stuff I want to see right now, because it's all about can this offense, outside of the health of course, the pitching staff, can this offense really get going? And I'll never forget watching that 2023 team, and at any moment, boom, there's an inning where it's 4 or 5 runs, and they just start rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you don't just walk into spring training and put up a 9 spot in the first inning of one of your first games without it meaning something.
Amen.
I would believe so.
And I was thinking about we might have to do the tank.
Yeah, I know. You're going full on Baskey. I was being team negative over here.
No,
team
I was
tank.
Thinking Dawson was going to go with me, but he's talking about positivity of a 9 run when just walking to camp and
game's
9
over
run
after
this
one.
Right now is the time for hopium and positivity.
Yes.
It's spring training for everybody,
hey,
and hope is in the air in 30 different cities right now.
You know,
right.
You know what gave me hope, and I don't know if we can put this out there yet.
Okay.
You know what gave me hope today,
reckless
Chief?
Reckless broadcasting. All go right. Ahead.
What?
Was it? No.
All right. What is my?
Oh, I know what you're going to say. You can go ahead and say it.
Can I say it?
Say it with your mouth.
Because I feel like we teed it up, and it was beautiful execution on our part.
All right. What gave me hopium today? I saw a picture with Chief on the couch in the clubhouse.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh.
So we're in there. We walked
last
right
time.
In.
We did it. Right last in. Time that happened. Championship.
So I was talking to Joe Barlow, kissing Kate's brother. And we'll hear from some maybe
cousin.
Son. I don't know.
Oh my
could be
gosh!
He's
get
got
it
a large
straight
family.
Over
he's
there.
Got a large family. I think it was brother.
It's a nephew,
maybe a second, twice removed. 4:40. We'll talk to
so
him.
So embarrassing.
But I said, look, here's the deal. You're sitting on the couch. Do you mind if my guy Eric just sits next to you for a second? Why? Because in 2023, he sat next to Nathaniel Lowe. We won a World Series. Last year, he was too scared. He didn't sit on the couch. We didn't win a World Series. We need to win one again.
Ooh.
Joe said, you sit your ass down. We took a picture. I've got the proof. The evidence will come out later this week, okay?
Nice.
Yeah.
But he did it.
That gave me hope.
2025 World Series gave me champions, hope. Texas Rangers.
I would like to correct. Last year, you know, we tried. We efforted.
No, there was no effort.
But there was a lot.
I don't think
lot,
you really tried. There was a lot of pushback.
Well, because it was like a topic. It was like a thing. As soon as I walked in, it was like, oh, there's the couch guy. Can't sit on the couch. They had armed security, the whole nine. Yeah. This year, a little bit more lax. They understand what not having me sit on the couch can do for a season. It can absolutely send it down into the depths of the sport that you don't want to go. And so now they were a little bit more open to the idea. Barlow was very, very excited about it. And credit to Walchuk for capitalizing on the moment. It was pretty much as soon as we walk in, we see Joe. He's got a newfound beard that has grown like crazy. Hair. He's got like the John Gray Jesus thing going a little bit. He was sitting up just hanging out. And Walchuk was like, hey, let's capitalize on this right now. We did it. We got it done. And there it is. That's what we needed. A couple of clubhouse violations to get this team back on the right track.
It over with PR.
I was kind of feeling like, though, that maybe during the parade, they should have had you in the back of one of those trucks sitting on a couch.
Okay, I'm glad you said it because I thought it.
You should have been. Like, you were a key cog.
Shut up, Ryan.
In this thing. Have you noticed these beer cans match my outfit today?
Yeah, the Michelob. We got to take that
picture.
What
do you think about that, Dawson?
You look like a proper spring training attendee, Brian.
Thanks, appreciate you.
I love it.
Oh, wait, like an old dude? I see what you're doing over there.
Spring training
attendee. I bet half the people in this stadium got on the wrong train last night at the airport.
The average age here would consider Broadus a whippersnapper, I think.
I'm young compared to some of these folks.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yes, sir. Well, congrats to the Rangers, man. They're putting on a show across town. Tomorrow they're going to be playing. We talked with Evan Carter earlier, and he did confirm he's going to be playing tomorrow. So we're hearing Kamar Rocker.
Kamar Rocker.
Woo. Adolis 2-for-3. Can't wait to see. He said he worked on his bat speed a lot in the offseason, and that was big.
How about just be healthy?
Yes, that.
That has to be big.
But I couldn't believe it. Like, last year, his bat speed went from like 73.5 to 72, and apparently that's enough of a drop off to have a major impact. And so he made it a big priority, and is hopefully having the knee healthy. I imagine driving that knee can help you fire through the strike zone and all that. We have biggest storylines going into the combine for the Cowboys. Sean, RJ, Bobby, they're going to be live in Indianapolis.
Jelly.
On Wednesday here on your home of the Cowboys. You have us and you have the KMC Masterpiece. Mike Bassick's final week on the Fan before he goes full-time on television for the Texas Rangers. So we're taking it all in. But, so we have our eye on both places. Plus, Mavs and Stars. So it's an absolute content goldmine with all these different things that we get to talk about with you guys. And we'd love your feedback at 877-881-1053. What's your biggest storyline for the Cowboys going into the combine? This is from The Athletic. We go to John Machota. Are you guys with me? He says, number one, what is the plan for improving the offensive line? I think this has got to be a huge thing that one way or another going into next year, on paper, you need the better offensive line. You can't just run out what you have. What do you think?
I mean, obviously there's a glaring hole now with Martin out. How do you go about replacing that? But I do think that it's fair to be optimistic that every single one of your offensive linemen are going to improve in some way. There's going to be some growth, I think, with Clayton Adams and Connor Riley. Those two guys right there, I think, are going to put a plan in place. And there were some quotes from Stephen Jones today about Clayton Adams and his affinity for Terrence Steele. Mm-hmm. Clayton Adams in Arizona didn't have a bunch of first-round picks, super stud caliber offensive lineman, and he got the most out of them. So I think that especially from a rushing attack standpoint, these guys are all going to take a positive step forward. And even though I haven't been the biggest Terrence Steele guy, and I thought maybe a post June 1 cut would be something that would be on the table, certainly doesn't sound like that's the case from the Cowboys' perspective. And I think that they're going to put
pin and pull, dude.
I think they're going to put some concepts together,
sure, yeah.
And the teaching aspect of it all. I think Clayton Adams has proven that. Connor Riley, coming from K-State in college, that's exactly what you're doing. You're teaching your balls off as a coach. And I think, especially for the young guys, Guyton, Beebe, these dudes are going to take a step forward this year.
Yeah, I think the offensive line coach is huge. I don't think Mike Solari, and I said this earlier, was good for Terrence Steele. I didn't think the technique, you could see a regression, you saw it on film for Steele. And a lot of that I put towards the health. Back half of last season, I think the health was back. You started to see the run blocking, the finishing aspect of it. So hopefully Clayton Adams does work out. I think it'll be interesting what happens with Cooper Beebe. Do they draft a guy that they want to compete at center and move Cooper Beebe to right guard to fill Martin's position, where I think is his natural spot and where he can be an all-pro dominant beast, and him next to Terrence Steele does get me a little bit excited.
You sold us on the whole center thing last year.
Well, he sold us.
Draft a guard then. If you're going to do that, just draft a guard.
Hey, that's fine if you want to draft a guard. You're telling me Gray Zabel, if they took Zabel at 44, you wouldn't mind Zabel playing center and kicking Beebe to guard?
Might be able to play guard.
I think Zabel is a guard. In fact, I asked somebody about this. Power run scheme.
Yeah.
Center.
Yeah.
Zone scheme guard.
Okay.
So do you think Clayton Adams more zone or power?
Man, remember we went through all the metrics.
He does a little bit of both.
18%, 18%, 16%.
He does a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a guy that can give you some position flex. If you want a plug-and-play guy, there's a couple that you could take, like Tyler Booker. That might be rich for you.
Oh, no.
You've got
him or Jackson. I'm absolutely on board with Jackson, guard Ohio State.
But it sounds like you guys want to add a guy, which I like.
I don't think they're going to add one.
So do you think there's a chance that with new coaches, the guys that you have become good, I think this is
where their plan of attack
when they drop back to pass, they got probs at right tackle, left tackle, and either guard or center, depending on what happens.
To me, they've got other issues.
That's the problem, all the other issues, and you've made investments on the offensive line.
You made investments now in the coaches.
Right.
The coaches. You've got two dudes that, like, both of them like a run first type of guys. The guy at Adams, and then your line coach Riley from Kansas State. Like they've invested two coaching positions in offensive line coaches.
They did.
You think they're going to go out there and draft a bunch of offense or add an offensive line or two? I don't think it's early. Yeah. They're looking at like, okay.
Well, I'm looking at a broken offense when you go up against a team with multiple edge rushers.
If they don't do it early, that means they're confident in Hoffman.
And that scares the F out of me right now.
Yeah, you know, I just feel
Six games, five games.
For the next 4 years. How many years are you going to spend looking for a left tackle when the guys you have in house can't get the job done?
Well, that's too much pressure to be good. That's what they're going to do with Awesome Richards, and Awesome Richards is going to get an opportunity out there. Hmm. We didn't even talk about Thomas Zach, who was here last year.
No, and Nate Thomas could be a guy that competes at guard.
Yeah,
that's a guy who was a tackle at Louisiana. Profiles as a guard, and that's a big, powerful dude. Now, granted, that was a late round pick, but I thought it was a steal where they got him late in the draft last year.
I think they're saying we've invested in the offensive line with coaching, and now we're going to have to go. For years, what they've done, they've drafted top flight offensive linemen, plug and plays. And they've got by with it. I mean, it's worked out for them.
It has worked out.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time
I've really seen them bust on a big one like Guyton.
Yeah. I mean, you fix that offensive line, all of a sudden all the other holes we're talking about seem to kind of ease up as well.
Absolutely. You know, I just want them to be able to execute, and I would not imagine that Dak being less mobile is going to make those situations better. I guess there's a chance it works out great, and that's what I have to hope for, but it seems too risky to me to rely on the guys that were here. And Mishota asks, you know, what is the plan for improving the offensive line? The assumption being is they have to do something, but we'll see. Team surprises me a lot. Mishota asks, why were these coaches picked, and points out that Schottenheimer hasn't worked with any of them? You know, it seems to be, you know, a different kind of process than we're used to for identifying who you want to be your assistant coaches.
I applaud him for this, by the way.
Me too.
You know what? We saw what hiring your friends, and I have nothing against my friends. There's a couple of them I'd actually love to work with, you know, that kind of thing. But it just shows you in coaching, when you hire friends, it doesn't always work out that way. That's what McCarthy did, that first staff. Jim Tom Sula, you know, Mike Nolan, all those dudes he brought from Green Bay that got fired. You know, I applaud him for going out, and maybe he had some help along the way with the college angle that they're taking. Maybe he got a little idea from Will McClay from the scouts, like, hey, when I go through Oregon, man, this receivers coach, I really like this guy from Kansas State. I really, you know, you get some ideas about how these guys coach and you see them firsthand, and you know, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, but They sure are. I applaud them for not going out and getting retread dudes and guys that are buddies and friends of the program.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, it just seems like maybe they looked for programs that were having a lot of success. They found one in the NFL in Arizona, one in college at Kansas State, and you know wanted what they teach, what they specialize in.
Yeah, I was watching, Zach, you if you watch James, the running back from Oregon yet?
Yeah, Jordan James is a good player.
Okay, now let me. This is what I'm saying though. I'm watching him. I'm watching that film.
Yeah,
but I'm watching the creativity. They ran a play on the goal line where it was like a motion, and then they ran the ball. But they faked the ball in the play action, and then had the receiver on the motion go forward and then come back and then throw him the ball. It's just little creativity plays. You're faking play action. You're having a receiver running like he's running a route, but instead of going up the field, he comes back behind the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. They throw him the ball. Everybody's moved over onto the into the run aspect of trying to defend the run, but the guy's wide open on the outside. Sometimes college creativity, you know, Oregon, that kind of thing. You know, a guy comes in, hey, oh, one time at the goal line, we were doing this. And I'm like, okay, now I see why you got a receiver coach from Oregon. Because Oregon does some things creatively with the football. Watching them play against Penn State, there were a lot of things that they were doing. I'm like, man, that would make a lot of sense to do in the NFL. So hopefully they bring a bunch of new ideas with them.
Yeah, that would be exciting. At least it's fun to watch what your OC is going to come up with next while you're struggling. We'll see. If they could turn this group of offensive linemen into a great running game, dude, I will forever sing their praises, you know, and that would be, I believe, a testament to what great coaching can do for maybe a below average group of performers. It's time now for the top 10 at 420. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Okay, I learned a lesson that nobody prepared me for as a first-time father over the weekend, and it's also National Tortilla Chip Day. Top 10 chips in the U.S. of A as of 2025. What's your favorite chip that is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next in the nation.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. You know it's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Our radio coverage of spring training brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and the on-time experts air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Segments presented by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Franklin Frankel, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. What is your favorite chip? The chip game's ever evolving.
Champion.
More and more flavors, more and more types that come out every year, and it is National Tortilla Chip Day, so I felt like, dudes, let's have a chip conversation. Why not? But before we slide into that, I know we had Best of the Weekend earlier. I wanted to mention this. I didn't have time. Tomorrow will be...
We do a five-hour show.
Yeah, well, that's why I just saved it for my spot here.
Okay.
This isn't the broadest time, okay? This is the Woolly Bully segment. You had your time back at Krusty's Corner. All right, Brian.
Krusty's top 10 list of the
Zip
day.
It. Zip it. Tomorrow I become a father for a year. Be my daughter's one-year birthday tomorrow.
Hell of a rookie year, by the way.
Have mixed emotions about this. Tomorrow's going to be a rough day for me, boys. The father guilt is really, really big, really, really strong.
Should we break out the Tito's tomorrow?
Maybe. Although I don't want to embarrass her, and I wonder if we brought out the Tito's, if I would end up embarrassing her in
your daughter?
On her birthday. Yeah, I'd probably say something stupid. I mean, I do that every day, though, so maybe that's just on par.
She needs to like understand that's reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what she's brought into the world for, like for your stupidity.
What I realized for the first time this weekend was how terrible ear infections are for babies.
Oh, geez.
Nobody prepared me for this. You get a lot of advice as a first-time parent. And I guess maybe we've been super lucky with Eliza. She's been an awesome, awesome baby. She sleeps through the night. She's been fantastic. But this weekend...
Does she drive you home yet?
Starting on Friday. Not yet, but we're working on it. Starting on Friday, I could tell something wasn't right. Now, she is teething. So she's got two bottom teeth that have come in at the bottom. I said bottom. But she's got one that's now showing on the top. So the drooling and the red cheeks and just being uncomfortable. Like, I've become used to this. This is part of the deal. But something else seemed off. And Friday night, I could not get her down until 4 a.m. I'm doing everything. I'm walking with her. I'm singing to her. You know, she just wouldn't be comfortable.
Did you try whiskey on the teeth?
Didn't try that. Mom didn't want to do that. All right. So wifey didn't want to do with the whiskey deal. But it was basically like as long as I was holding her, she was okay. She'd fall asleep on me. As soon as I would try and put her down into the crib, she'd go ballistic. So Saturday, I said, Maya, I'm about to leave town. Like, we got to go to the doctor. So we take her to one of these children's urgent cares. They check the ear. Yep, ear infection. Saturday night, same thing. Like, she ended up having to come, and we slept in she slept in our bed with her. That was the only way we could get her to calm down. But these ear infections, boys.
Not good.
I mean, my gosh. I thought we were going through an exorcism on Saturday night with how she was reacting. It was terrible. And when it's your child, I mean, you guys now can speak. I can now join you in speaking from experience. Like, all you want to do is take that pain away. Yep. Like, I will take, let me absorb this for you so you are okay. But you're also helpless. Like, she can't tell you what she wants, how she's feeling in that moment. So it stunk. And then luckily last night, which made me feel better about the whole situation, she did sleep through the night. But I'm like, my gosh, here I am boarding a flight to Arizona again. Last year we land. I get the call. I'm in labor. I need you to turn around and come home. I do. This year I'm leaving poor baby girl and mama dealing with the ear infection. But I think she's on the mend now, which is good. But I know
drops.
Tomorrow The father guilt is going to be. We got her amoxicillin.
Yeah,
she's on.
Where did you err as a father in allowing the ear infection to take place? Like, what do you think was the genesis of the ear? Yeah.
You know what? Again, I'm going to blame my buddy Jared, the shark guy.
There we go.
He came over for the Super Bowl, and his little boy JJ had an ear infection.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
We found out after the fact.
Thanks for everything, Super Bowl Sunday. By the way, we had an ear infection.
Full disclosure there. What are we doing?
Now, maybe they didn't know at the time. Now, the problem is JJ has now started daycare. So this is the thing. Like, you start them in daycare, now they're all getting sick. I had to go Friday because I missed Friday. I signed her up for daycare starting next month because Maya's now got to start going into the office.
Well, she was used to the ear infection.
She's got
to
go into the office.
Get ready for all kinds of
sickness. Yes, this is open to can of worms now. Ooh. Not only am I spending a gajillion dollars on childcare, which, look, I'm not alone. I know a lot of you listening are doing the same thing, and it stinks. What they're charging for this is unbelievable. But
it's unbelievable. It is.
But they do a fine job.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm very happy to place me. It's going to be great. She's going to love it, and she's going to grow and learn. But the sicknesses, I am worried about now.
This is how I know you're a better person than me, though, Wolchuk, because I would be like,
wait,
yes,
what?
I'm out of town. I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, there has to be a small part of you that did a tiger fist pump.
I'm going to sit in the back here of the van, and you guys just get me to the place.
When I could sleep last night and I wasn't interrupted.
You had that moment where you were like, thank God I'm not in that house right now.
The selfish part of me was like, can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Dawson is like, oh, God, I'm out of this.
Thank God. Now I'm getting a lot of texts like, Wolchuk, you are a schmuck. Ear infections are not contagious. So maybe I'm just pointing the finger at
they're
the
not
wrong
contagious?
Person.
Is it a result of something else that's contagious?
But the dude was sick. Why are you bringing your sick kid over?
Especially with the way that little kid likes to rub his ears on other people's ears.
But if it's due to the drainage, that makes sense because she's been really stuffed up, which, hey, mommy was sick. Can I blame mommy? Because now I'm sick.
Oh, okay.
So
you got to start lashing out at some point.
I'm blaming mom for this. I can't take the first time she was ever sick was my fault. I got her sick. This time, I think this is my fault.
You're right. It is heartbreaking to see your kid in that much pain. It's like, oh, my goodness.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Okay.
Especially
when
they can't talk to
you. I get it. Ear infections are contagious. Okay. Thank you. I take that back. I apologize.
Honestly, I found out Wolchuk was a better
man. Are these actual doctors texting in? Because I don't trust any of those.
Yeah, the real doctors. The Tolos know everything.
They're
all turning around, leaving on listeners for a reason. And I trust them and I respect them and I love them.
Yeah.
Let's get to chip talk, shall we? 877-881-1053, National Tortilla Chip Day. What is your favorite chip?
Hey, happy birthday to your daughter, by the way.
Thank you. We'll do that tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
We'll
might have some celebratory beers tomorrow.
I'd like it if you sang to her tomorrow.
Yeah,
actually,
birthday beers.
Oh, okay. Feliz Cumpleaños.
Awesome. I've tried all the jalapeno chips that I can find.
Okay.
Miss Vicky's has the best one.
All right. Have you tried the jalapeno cheese puffs from HEB? Specifically the HEB brand.
No, that place is packed, and Dawson would never go anywhere near a packed place.
I was speaking specifically about like the kettle chip type. Mm-hmm.
The crunch, man.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Respect.
No, that's my favorite. I'll try the cheese puffs. That's not usually my
That's
area.
Andy Reid's favorite, the big cheese puffs.
Next time I had to go on Saturday because I ate a good amount of the bag.
Wow.
And I got in trouble. I got scolded for that. So I was like, okay, honey, don't worry. I'll replace it. So I go to replace the chip bag. They were actually such a hotly contested item. They had sold out.
Oh, no.
So I had to pivot, and I went with the white cheddar, which so far like is also a win. She enjoys the white cheddar. But I'm going to have to replace that bag at some point. When I do that, hopefully I can just buy a bulk, a bunch of them, and I'll bring one into the studio.
Ooh,
you guys can try it.
How big?
These things are fantastic chips.
How big was the bag of chips that you punished and just said, you know what, these are mine now?
You know me. I mean, the bag's half air.
Party size.
Right? So the bag's half air. It's basically like a little tiny, you know, you put it in your lunch bag type of bag.
It's just an oxygen bag.
Like, quadruple the size of that one. But just pretend that it's the little lunch
I'm surprised
bag
the poof really took off like it did, though. I still think the Cheeto is better.
The crunch?
The poof?
Yeah.
The puff.
Yeah, the puff thing is
too airy. I kind of like calling it the poof, though.
Either one
Cheeto
works.
Poofs.
But I feel like the Cheeto's still superior in every way.
What are you circling back for?
Wolchuk, were you standing there with like an empty bag and like dust all over your face?
In his beard.
Just sucking the dust off his fingers.
It's like, what are you doing? And you just like turn.
Just looking guilty as hell.
There's a spotlight on him.
Drops the empty bag on the ground.
I was trying to wait till after she'd gone.
What do you mean?
Bed.
I didn't. It wasn't me.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, chips are a dangerous game. What I had to learn, bad, if you're trying to do the thing where she's going to sleep, you have to find a way to unbag those and pour them in a way. No, because because you can't. The bag, the sound of the bag is so loud.
She knew immediately. That's what teed it off. I thought I was in the clear, and then the next thing I know, door opens, and I'm looking as bashful and guilty as
you got to get like heavyweights where they're like putting snacks in different random areas of the house.
Look, I need to stop doing this anyway. It's not good for my health, but. The nights are a problem.
The nights are so tough.
I'll tell you what, you're watching tape.
Yeah, you want something to do. It's like, I just want something to do.
Get popcorn, bro. Get popcorn.
It's really, really bad. Okay, here's your top 10. Number 10, I'm not even going to do honorable mentions here, Gavin, because you're giving me the look. Like, dude, it's 3:35 and you're starting the list.
No, I just can't believe you wouldn't man up in that situation.
Yeah, but some of these battles are like worth it. Some of them aren't worth it. This is not a battle. I know this is a problem of mine.
Yeah.
She has good intentions by trying to stop this, right?
Yeah.
I just don't give a damn right now. I'm mentally not in the right place for where I need to be.
Okay, so you are manning up. You are manning up. This is fine. Yeah.
It's just like, get over it, you know? But she's right. Big picture, she's right. I need to harness this. And maybe I'll start tomorrow.
It's one of the true joys of life, though. Great food or a midnight snack. You know,
The late night eating.
I can just see him standing in there.
Just in the pantry, sneaking a party size bag with his chips into his face,
tiptoeing around my house, like trying to not make noise. Yeah. What can I just like engorge right now?
I know that.
Number 10 is Lay's potato chips.
Just the regular plain ones?
Classics, man. Classics. They're so good.
Number 9 on National Tortilla Chip Day is the Tostitos.
Tostitos, love them. I could eat them plain. I don't even need a salsa, but I want a salsa.
Number 8 are the Sun Chips.
Sun Chips.
Which are underrated chips. They really are.
I like the sun-dried tomato.
Yes. Okay,
talk to me.
What? Dawson likes a tomato chip?
Yes. They got to get a lot of spice to it, too. It's like a salsa.
Now number 7 is Takis.
Takis number 7.
Takis. It's the kids, man. The kids are loving Takis.
They're really good. They're really good.
Sending them to the hospital.
I can't do them.
Great bag. The color of the bag is great.
At least twice my daughter's come home. Yeah, this kid ate all these Takis at lunch and he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's not good. Number 6 is Cheetos.
Yep.
5 is the Zapp's potato chips.
That's a New Orleans chip, isn't it?
They got jalapeno one as well. It's in
that's
New Orleans kettle style.
There you go, Dawson. That's it. Zaps.
Voodoo chips.
Yep, there you go.
Number 4 is Fritos. See, hated Fritos as a kid. Love them now.
That's scoops. A hot take. I love Fritos.
Scoops.
100%. The Fritos scoops?
Yeah, by themselves. I don't even need a bean dip or anything. I don't need it. I want it, but I don't need it.
You just choose not to because you're cheap.
Read me like a book.
I don't know. You should have seen him at Sprouts.
Oh, look,
yesterday.
I could get bean dip with this, but I'm not going to do it.
Eric's not cheap with
don't
his
groceries.
Don't
want to spend the $2.85 on it.
You're not cheap with your groceries. You're paying a lot of money for those groceries.
Well, especially when I'm putting it on the
ground
man.
Beef all damn day, though.
Swiping the Odyssey card.
Number 3 are Ruffles. That's a little bit of a disappointment.
You got to have like the, the cheddar Ruffles?
Yeah, the cheddar and sour cream.
Why are you
cheddar
jacking them up, man? Why are you making them all...
You gotta have this.
The flavored Ruffles are better than
I
like good flavor
personally. Yeah. Two are Pringles, which I know is controversial on this show. Not all of you like
great chip. Great chip. I like to put hot sauce.
Yeah,
on.
Can we reinvent the way we're getting to them though?
No, you push pop.
I cut my hand every time.
I love that.
Every time it's an injury.
You can't fit an adult hand.
It's an injury every time I eat those.
But number 1, America's favorite chip as of 2025 is indeed the Doritos.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about Doritos?
No.
Apparently the Sriracha ones, there's like a gold bag. Bobby brought them up into the studio the other day.
He just left those.
Him and Sean and RJ were eating them for breakfast, like children. And apparently Sean just can't stop consuming them.
I can't stop eating
like
these
a golden
chips.
Honey Sriracha.
Yeah.
It's in a beautiful
bag.
How long do you think
it is a beautiful
bag.
Bag
of chips? Because like he can't fit as many as the average person in his hands.
But Sean has the Pringles advantage, though. He's getting into the bottom of that thing.
He's not cutting his hand going into that can.
Digging him out.
Eric Nadell's going to join us at 5:20 here. We are in Surprise, Arizona. Spring training coverage is off and running. And we have Joe Barlow, Rangers pitcher, coming up next. Football's finest at 5 o'clock, and we're back here in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. Jared Sandler is going to join us in 5 minutes. Rangers beat the White Sox across town 11-3. They'll play again tomorrow, and we're going to be on the air throughout our show as Kamar Rocker is going to be on the hill, Evan Carter, and a lot of big names will be describing the action. Right now, though, the Nosebleed Boys down in the Rangers clubhouse with a member of this bullpen.
All right, we're back with a new installment of Uncomfortable Clubhouse Conversations with our good buddy, Joe Barlow, back and better than ever. You are exuding nothing but confidence, testosterone, the beard, the hair, the tattoos. Gosh dang it, we've missed you.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. It's real nice to be back.
HGH setting in so nicely.
Okay, you said you had like seven siblings, or all seven brothers. Are they
seven
all
seven brothers,
brothers?
Three sisters. Okay. Same mom and dad.
Who's the favorite and who's your least favorite of the siblings?
Least favorite is Ethan. He's my older brother. I hate that guy.
What did he do to you? Did he like sit on your face or something as a kid?
A few times. Then my favorite is, I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know if I like any. No, I'm just kidding. I like
Big topic of conversation this offseason was the golden bat rule. Just, gosh, how dumb of a rule, huh?
Horrible.
I mean, we never even for a second on our show talked about how badass it would
we
be.
We would never have liked it or thought that it would be really, really cool in a playoff game or something to get Corey Seager up twice in an inning. That would never be something we would talk
like,
about.
Best on best in sports is so overrated.
I agree.
Especially in high leverage situations, right?
Yeah. Bring Jacob DeGrom back in.
So are you totally against – you're totally against it?
Only because we're not the Savannah Bananas.
Fair enough.
So you think it's a bit? You think it's a joke? Rob Manfred, you said off the air, like, he can go F himself because of this.
I think it would be – it might be entertaining, but I think in the long run, be horrible.
Do you ever get used to just random media members walking through the clubhouse while you're just totally naked like you are now?
I'm completely used to it.
I just notice how comfortable you are. Like you're just hanging schvons right in our face, and you got no concern.
You just got Derek.
Who's the biggest meat watcher on the Rangers beat? Other than Jared. Yeah.
Spores.
Oh wow. Okay. Sporzy. Yeah. Sporzy gets it done.
That's surprising.
Okay. Let's go. Mary F. Kill. Golden bat. Golden sombrero. Golden shower.
Mary Golden Shower.
Okay.
F Golden Sombrero.
Okay.
Kill Golden Bat.
He is serious
the
about
golden
this
bat. Okay, what about these robo-umps?
Brutal.
Would you ever fight a robo-ump?
Yes.
If you could kick one mascot's ass in Major League Baseball, which mascot would you try and defeat?
I guess you got to go with the Philly Fanatic, right?
Oh, yeah, that guy's got a punchable face.
Who's the cartoon character that you had the biggest crush on growing up?
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
The flexibility, the...
Okay, so what about people that think like it's a little bit weird when you think like a cartoon's hot?
It is weird.
Because Bugs Bunny and Lady Bunny and Space Jam, like Lola was hot.
Lola Bunny was real.
The curves.
They put pants on her.
They had to because that thing was busting out. Am I right? Is it weird how like close the three of us are together right now? Like, are you getting any weird scents and fragrances?
No, not at all.
Especially with the fact that you're naked and everything.
Yeah, no, well, I've got a couple of scents, but I also just
I didn't know you guys would show up naked either.
Well, I mean, I felt like we had to blend in. And I heard the banana hammocks, it was Banana Hammock Monday. Now I look like an idiot. I'm the only one wearing one.
We read the instructions wrong, is what we did.
So what did Bocce say in his first speech to the club?
He said we're going to kick everybody's ass.
I love that. Botch is the man.
Gosh, we love Botch. Who's going to suck more on TV this year, Jared or Bassick?
Jared.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, what'd you think of Gavin Dawson finally getting a minor league deal? It's about time somebody gave him another chance.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Super cool.
It's been a long road back from recovery. The alcoholism was really strong.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know Gavin?
No.
Oh, the Rangers just signed
him. It's a pretty great story. You'll meet him.
It's like a make-a-wish deal. Don't worry about it. You'll see him in the outfield later.
There's just there's a work ethic issue, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, does he have the drive for it? That's what we're all trying to figure out. But the talent is just obvious. You know, it's just obviously not there at all. And so we're pulling for him in a big way.
If you can have a food named after you, what would the food be?
Something meaty.
Something meaty?
Something meaty.
Like thick and girthy? Are we talking a glizzy?
Like a brisket?
No, like a...
Like a steak?
Yeah, like a steak.
Steak?
Maybe like a...
Steak on a stick.
Oh, steak
Barlow
on a stick. Barlow on a stick. Yeah, I do have some Ranger menu items. You're actually going to get some Joe Barlow Maine at Globe Life Field this year. I don't know if you knew that.
This is going to be sick. I'm excited for that day.
How does a Simeon Toast Crunch sound on the menu?
Very good.
Is that
very
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
What about a Jake Mash Burger?
Ooh.
And we're actually going to put mashed potatoes and gravy on the burger.
Oh, yikes.
He signed
mashed
off on it, dude.
Gravy on it's going to be messy.
He said that was kind of his pregame meal ritual, maybe even midgame meal.
Extra gravy.
Yeah, 100%. White gravy.
You
got to have the white gravy on there. Okay, now when it comes to, you talk about vibes, and I'm worried about a team like in New York right now because they got Stanton and Bellinger, and they had that Eskimo bro situation with Bellinger's wife. Just like, how does that play in a clubhouse? Like, from your experience being Eskimo bros with a teammate, like, just paint me that picture.
Scary. You never know.
Have you ever looked him in the eye afterwards and just said, hey, you know what's up?
Never.
Or during?
Just the umpires.
Okay.
Joe Barlow, ladies and gentlemen, you're the freaking man.
Wow. Joe Barlow. That's quite an event from Wolchuk and Chiofalo in the Rangers clubhouse. Unprecedented, I would feel like, what we were just treated to, Brian. That was outstanding broadcasting.
That was awesome.
Thank you for that.
And thanks to Joe for being a good dude.
He's Joe's an awesome guy.
Guy's a good dude.
He is our favorite. And he's got some new ink now. He's got the whole, he's going for the leg sleeve.
Yeah.
10 hours.
Let's get another
back days.
Let's get another perspective on this situation, as I believe just beyond the sofa was Jared Sandler, and he joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan, fresh off of the Rangers 11-3 victory over the White Sox. His analysis and insights brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Got a really thrilling 11-3 Rangers win, a 9-run first inning, and they're on the board with their first Cactus League win of the year.
Quite a bomb from Jock Peterson.
Yeah, opposite field, left center. I drove the crud out of it, and it was nice to see. You know, the numbers are really impressive for Jock against right-handed pitching. I mean, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball in two of the last 3 years against righties, and I think he's going to add some necessary thump against righties for this Rangers lineup for sure.
Jared, are you walking to your car currently?
I currently am walking to my car just trying to get over the fact that Joe Barlow thinks I suck, and I think he sucks. So, it all works out. I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's our guy.
I love Joe. I was so excited for you guys to get to talk to him, and it was great getting to see Joe. I'm so happy for him. You know, you think about a guy like Joe, and at one point he was one of the top pitching prospects in the system, and was kind of fast-tracked to the role of closer just because he came up, and the Rangers really didn't have a good team, and it wasn't like there was a veteran established closer, and, it looked like everything was kind of heading in the right direction for Joe. He's a good kid, and then all of a sudden, things don't go in the right direction. Has, one injury and then another, and a finger injury that he just couldn't quite figure out, and, next thing you know, he's fighting just to get an opportunity, but it seems like he's healthy. Velocity was back, and it would be a great story if Joe could, come back to the major leagues and help out this Rangers team.
Well, you know what they say, Jared, timing is everything, and this team needs a closer, so it's Joe Barlow's time.
You know what? Whether it's in the ninth inning or just in any kind of a spot, the Rangers bullpen it basically is trying to do a total line change from last year, and Joe Parlow, Luke Jackson, Jesse Chavez, we're bringing back a lot of former Ranger. Chris Martin,
yeah,
they're basically just going back to the former Ranger well to maybe fill some of these roles, along with, a guy like Kobe Milner and Sean Armstrong, and then, of course, Robert Garcia, who is an offseason acquisition, who might get the first crack at closer if he's healthy.
Maybe even looking at a Ranger rival here or former player on other teams that the Rangers played important games against, Kevin Pillar, outfielder. Where's he fit
that
in this whole deal?
It's funny because I was just thinking about how Jesse Chavez, like, the only guy left who was a part of the Rudy Bautista drama, and at least between the two teams, and now got out Kevin Pillar, and Gavin, he's got a really good chance to make this team. He's a really good defensive outfielder, can play all three outfield positions, and he's a really good hitter, or certainly way better than league average against lefties, and that's a need for the Rangers. They need to find guys who can hit lefties, and he can do that. Now, I think the Ezekiel Duran and Sam Haggerty are probably, competition for that spot, but I think, the Rangers didn't bring Kevin Pillar in just to give him an opportunity to get some at-bats. I mean, I think they're going to really give him every chance to try and win that job.
Is this kind of in the Jankowski role is what this would be, Jared, or am I going down the wrong path there?
No, I think that's very astute, and that's maybe something that Pillar has. It's not to say that Sam Haggerty isn't a good teammate. I don't think there's anything that suggests otherwise. He's, you know, by all accounts, a really good guy. But, you know, he's not a veteran who's got the skins on the wall that Kevin Pillar has. And, you know, Pillar is you know, highly regarded in that role, you know, as a teammate. He knows, you know, he even said, I'm not an everyday player. Like, I understand my role. And I think that's important. You know, I think that's, you want guys who want to play every day, and I'm sure he does, but I think he understands at this point in his career. So, yeah, I think it's possible that in addition to whatever he would give the Rangers on the field, that, you know, there'd be a benefit of having a veteran like Pillar in the clubhouse.
How was that first inning? They put up 9 runs. It seemed like they batted around. Jock Peterson hits a dong ball. That's got to be gorgeous to see. As Eric was talking earlier, that's what we kind of missed from 2023 to 2024. We were used to these innings where all of a sudden the Rangers are putting up a bunch of crooked numbers in double digits basically every night, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, they had that great run first half of the season, you know, 5-run innings and wins by 10 or more runs. And yeah, we just didn't get a lot of that last year. I mean, this first inning, I'll be honest, it wasn't the most exciting. There were 5 walks and a hit batter, but... you know, credit the Rangers having some good at-bats. But I do think, generally speaking, the power bat is going to be way more present on this team than last year. That, you're right, Zach. They were missing the, you know, the big home run that can change the course of the game, the, you know, the home run that either gives you cushion and kind of serves as a dagger, or the one that tilts the scales. And they had that. You know, they had the big inning. They had the big hit. You know, they gave you these at-bats that they would string together that just made life miserable. And I don't want to, you know, overstate that being a part of a spring training game, but an inning like this is one we just almost never saw last year, but saw, you know, a relatively, with relative often frequency in 2023. And I think they've got the type of lineup that is going to be really tough to get through 1 through 9, and they just didn't have that last year.
Tough news. I was looking forward to Rosario's second year here, but he's going to – is it Tommy John?
Yeah, it looks like it. I know, you know, you and I had that talk about Rosario before I left. I know he was your guy, and yep. Unfortunately, it looks like he's going to miss this year. You know, I silver lining, it's February. I'll have the surgery either next week or early March, and it won't eliminate his 2026. And obviously, it does his 2025, but – you know, if he suffered the injury in June and he gets, like, you know, a month and a half of season and then would miss probably all of 2026 as well. So hopefully he comes back stronger. You know, he's a young kid who really vaulted himself into, you know, the national conversation of top pitching prospects. And, you know, I expect that we'll see him at the major league level if he can recover healthily from the surgery next year.
Sweet. All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
Salute. There he goes, Jared Sandler, Rangers insider, play-by-play announcer, pre- and post-game show host, an absolute baseball beast. And he's going to join us all spring training after the games and, you know, throughout the season, hopefully still. And maybe he's too busy now for us. We'll have to see about that. But he's been joining us for a segment or two before the pregame show the last couple of seasons as well. His appearance is brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. In addition to the finest coming up, Chief.
2 former NFL wide receivers made headline news this weekend, and all quarterbacks should take a page out of this guy's book, Next in the Nation.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.